on-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Funding possible the same business day. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Rumour Ron's upset a few. One here, Rumour Ron has a strike rate of 1 out of 100, so I wouldn't stress Saints supporters. Another one here from Matt. Ron Stradamus strikes again. But another one here from Jim. Soss had a meeting with Philippo's agent over the weekend. Expect an extension any day. Rumour on, no idea. So thank you for that. And another one here. Philippo is gone. Guaranteed. Reliable source. So Rumour on, thank you for your call. What is news that's real? And that is Jeremy Finlayson has been suspended for 3 games. Let's get to our main news man. At SEN, Sammy Edmund has been good enough to join me off the back of doing a big shift on Gerard Whateley's show. Let's go to the main newsman right away. Welcome to you, Sammy. Great to have you on.
Dwayne, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, big news, and we've been waiting for this. I think we've been conditioned, or there was a general feel. I spoke about it earlier on the show around a suspension coming for Jeremy Finlayson, and that's exactly how it's panned out. So the 3 matches, of course, so he can't play for Port Adelaide rounds 5, 6, and 7. There'll be a Pride in Sport training program as approved by the AFL that Jeremy will have to embark upon. He will be made to pay for that personally out of his own pocket as well. And the key takeaway in the statement for me released by the AFL was that it read, in determining the sanction, the AFL took into account Finlayson's immediate apology and contrition, both privately on the night, publicly the next day, and again on Monday. And the AFL state here in their statement, Dwayne, to be clear, without the full and frank admissions, apologies, and contrition that Finlayson showed, the sanction would have included a longer suspension. So we read into that, of course, that if it wasn't going to be 3, it was going to be 4, 5, maybe even 6. I suppose my question for you, my snap judgment on reading this statement is, should Alistair Clarkson count himself extremely fortunate to not be made to miss AFL matches after he was charged with the exact same breach? That's AFL Rule 2.3A, conduct unbecoming. Same charge, homophobic slur as well that was used. Should the North Melbourne coach count himself fortunate?
Absolutely. He should have been suspended for a game, at least Alistair Clarkson. That was my thought at the time. But look, the only difference to me is that Alistair Clarkson said a word in a heated protection defence of his player, which had to be, I think, explained to some, and maybe even to Clarko, I'm not sure, that it was homophobic. He should have been suspended. He wasn't by the AFL, obviously. And
so it's more tolerable if the situation is different.
Well, I don't think it's more tolerable, but what I think is that the word that Jeremy Finlayson is reported to have used is 100%, no question, a horrible homophobic word. Yeah. There is no question that it is.
So
but
there's
I'm with
degrees
you. Clarko should have been suspended.
So there's degrees, perhaps, Dwayne, as to how homophobic a comment is.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I think Jeremy Finlayson, look, Clarko should have known what he said was a homophobic slur, but Jeremy Finlayson should not have that word in his vocab, and he should know because there is no doubt that word is homophobic. There is degrees of racism, but there's one word that if you use would actually tip it over the edge to the point that how in the hell are you using that word? How did you not know that was racist?
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, should something like this be in the margins? I mean, it's the same breach of the same rule as per the same AFL rules. But, yeah, okay, so maybe without going
into the same end point, that is, Clarko is extremely lucky and the AFL got the Clarko sanction wrong.
So, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
so. We're agreeing to agree there, I think. And I'm glad you jumped on, Sammy. You know, and Laura Kane asked for consistency, didn't she, Sammy? And she's the one that's overseen inconsistency here.
Yeah, and I know people have your say on your show, and I see them pouring through here, Dwayne, so it'll be a big talking point throughout the afternoon, I'm sure.
Great to have you, Sammy. We'll let you knock off, given you've had a big day. We'll hear you back on Jurich Show tomorrow at 9. We're back after the break with more Midday Madness.